Melissa Swanson with Swanson's Roofing with me today. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
And we have time change. I'll kind of start off with that a little bit first because I don't think it makes a big deal. Last weekend, we switched the clocks back. We lose that hour in the evening. Does that affect, other than daylight, really how you guys do your schedule as far as jobs or anything? Or is it, do you have to start any earlier or work faster or anything like that?
Well, yeah, they certainly have to work faster, I guess. the guys, I mean, it really, it doesn't play a significant role, but I mean, it does affect what the guys can get done, you know, in a day, losing an hour of daylight. Yes. Mm-hmm. With it getting early and then earlier, you know, it's dark. It's going to be dark by 5 o'clock here soon. So, but for the most part, the guys usually work pretty efficient. Corey's there on the job, on every job. So he pretty much gets everything moving along at a good pace. That way they can get buttoned up before it gets dark.
Mm-hmm.
So typically, they're done on an average roof about between 3 and 4 o'clock.
Okay.
So yeah, so it does mm-hmm. play a little bit, but typically they're pretty much packed up and ready to go about 3 or 4 mm-hmm. o'clock. So
and get underway around 7, before 7, normally, just depending on the size?
Yeah, normally 7, depends on the town that they're in. There are some ordinance in certain towns mm-hmm. Around Champaign County and their surrounding counties. But there are some certain counties or towns that they can't get started actually till 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So, but they try to get out and get their stuff ready to go for when that 8 o'clock
mm-hmm.
Bell rings,
sure.
or whatever. So, but there's a few things that they can get going on before they actually make noise. And mm-hmm. it's more of a noise ordinance is what it is.
Kind of a little, you know, I don't want to say, you know, they're slacking or anything, but move a little quicker when you have the daylight, you know, the time change. When you get in the summer, plus when you get the heat, you got a lot more daylight.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of take their time a little bit just because, you know, you guys overheating, getting exhausted, stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. So it's kind of a, you know, the kind of the winter mode and the summer mode.
Yeah. Well, with Corey, there's only one mode, and
sure.
that's get it done. But yeah, no, just in the summer, yes, they get hot, they take breaks and stuff, mm-hmm. but they do get done fairly quickly.
Sure.
With the winter time or the fall winter time, when it starts getting colder out, the guys have more clothing on and stuff. So thus, that just makes you move a little bit slower
mm-hmm.
On things. Shingles aren't as forgiving, but they certainly go down very easily. The fall winter months are, you know, typically we don't have an issue with it as long as we get about 30 degrees or so day with some sunshine. Today is absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So just depending on the weather, this time of year, usually, you know, if we can get that 30 degrees and sunny, we're good to go, and mm-hmm. things go perfect.
All right. Melissa Swanson with Swanson's Roofing with us this morning. Let's talk a little bit about, we see the leaves are finally falling. It seems like it's later this year than normal.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost to Thanksgiving, and there's still, you know, leaves
yes.
on the trees. Are you getting a lot of calls right now about gutter protection or people asking about it?
Yeah, especially the last few weeks with all the rain that we've had, we've actually had a huge increase in gutter calls. So
mm-hmm.
just getting new gutters. Their gutters are leaking, or customers' gutters are leaking, or they're full of leaves, whichever the case may be. But yeah, we can get out and get everything measured up for new gutters, get you some new gutters on there if you have some old ones that are leaking or whatnot, and then also install our gutter guard, our Rhino. It's called Rhino Guard,
mm-hmm.
is the type that we use mm-hmm. to keep those leaves and debris out of your gutters, so mm-hmm. you don't have to get up on that ladder and clean
sure.
them out yourself. So we clean them out for you, install that guard, and hopefully you're good to go.
Tell me about the Rhino. Is that a mesh on top? Is that a kind of a full plastic piece with a small slip for water? You just kind of come off. Tell me about the Rhino guards.
Yeah, it's like a mesh type material, and then it just it keeps the debris from coming out. I don't have, obviously, all the specs in front
sure,
of me, but
yeah, no problem.
I'm just the office girl. But mm-hmm. yeah, when people ask, I typically refer them to our our webpage. That way they can, there's all the information on there that you need to know, all the specs, all the how it works. There's pictures of it. It actually goes to their specific website. So if you go to our website, we'll link you right into the RhinoGuard website and in all kinds of information there.
And so would they order it from Rhino, ship to you, order for you, and you go to,
Right. We, Corey will go ahead and put the order in, and we'll order it and then get it from them, and then we install it. We're the certified installer for it. So,
And the website is theroofingdog.com to find out all that fun stuff. And it's a good idea. I know I've talked with Corey about it before, but when you are putting a new roof on and maybe the gutters need it at the same time, you want to kind of do that at the same time since you're there, you've got everything, and it just gives it a nice finished look.
Yeah. Typically, that's one of the questions I will ask when you call for a new roof. I will ask how are your gutters doing, and most people don't even think about that at the time. They just need that roof done. But when asked, then they're like, oh yeah, maybe so. we go ahead, Garrett, while he's out there, just go ahead and get the gutters measured up, and then everything on our estimate is itemized out. So service board, if you want that, then you can take it. If not, then just leave it, and then at least you have an estimate of what it would be when you're ready to go ahead and do the gutters. But definitely it's a lot, I don't know, nicer or quicker when you just do the whole thing. Just get it all done in one shebang, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Melissa Swanson with Swanson's Roofing. Again, the website is theroofingdog.com, or give her a call at 355-ROOF. Melissa, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.